Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the morning, Mez. Happy Tuesday morning to you and to yours. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy. Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Which song did your ex ruin for you? Which song did your ex ruin for you? So Carla came in. So did your ex call you or text you?
He texted me. And I'm thinking, like, this is just like a song that reminds me of my ex now because he texted me. And I, I'm just being real with you guys. Two of my exes texted me.
Uh-oh.
And one, first of all, I should have blocked their numbers. That's on me. But I didn't think that they were ever going to reach out because I've been with my boyfriend for a little over a year now. Because if you guys remember, our year anniversary was last week on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so one of them was texting me, basically putting out the feelers to see if there would be another chance for us in this lifetime.
Okay.
To which I was like, sir, you are bold.
Yeah.
You're very, very bold for that. And the other one was just like trying to text me and seeing what I was up to. And I was like, we don't need to even continue this conversation. And so the song that reminds me of my exes, multiple, would have to be, it's a song in Spanish and it's called Ya Superame by a group called Grupo Firme. But Ya Superame literally translates to Get Over Me Already. Which I think is a pretty fitting song.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny because I didn't think, or I don't think that these people ever think about me still, right? I mean, like, we haven't spoken.
Mm-hmm. And yet.
Mm-hmm. And yet here we are. Am I the one that got away? Maybe.
Oh, God.
But I still think it's kind of funny. Like, what's that one song that you hear that reminds you of your ex? Like, because for me, it's Get Over Me Already. But I'm sure for other people, they're probably still... Maybe they're still hoping. Like, maybe when they hear I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, they think of me. You know what I mean?
They think that goes back to you.
Completely different vibes.
Right.
Completely different vibes.
It's one of those questions make your memory jog about your exes. You might not want to think about your ex, but sometimes you just hear. You might be in a dang supermarket. You might just be in your car and it comes on like really. Especially with here, we play a lot of throwbacks now.
Mm-hmm.
That one song, you're like, I can't believe they're playing Usher My Boo. That was me and my boo song back in the days. So evokes that energy. Anyways, give us a call. The phone line's already ringing. Everyone thinking about their ex. It looks like we got Frank. What's the song?
It's a song that's not played often, but when we got married, it's by Maxwell, Fortunate.
Oh, that's a great, beautiful song. I'm a big fan of Maxwell. Y'all know the song,
yeah.
Fortunate to have you.
Yeah.
Aww, so glad
that's the one.
You're in my world. Are you getting feelings while I sing it?
There no.
You
go.
So what happens if you do, hear it? How do you feel when you hear it?
It pisses me off. I don't know why.
I think you do.
It just evokes an emotion, right?
Yes.
Okay. She cheat on you? Or did you cheat on her and she found out about it?
No. She became super religious.
Oh.
Yes. It was one of those things where just everything I did was basically down to hell. And that includes drinking.
Oh.
And I didn't drink often.
She gave you an ultimatum, either me or drinking?
Yeah.
And you chose Jack Daniels. I respect that.
I drank maybe like 4 times that whole year.
You sound drunk right now. Stop.
Oh, my God.
I'm at work.
Well. That has stopped a lot of people before. No, but that makes sense. I've met a lot of couples where one person's faith becomes a little stronger than the other's. And it does actually kind of change things because it's a lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that she told me, our marriage is broken. And I told her we needed counseling. She said, you need counseling because I go to church.
Oh,
man. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like you're better off, bro.
I am, actually. And the thing is, now she don't go to church no more.
Wait!
She doesn't even go to church anymore?
No. She got a new boyfriend.
Okay.
That's his problem now.
That's how you got to look at it. That's someone else's problem now.
Yeah.
You got someone else in your life?
I'm talking to somebody.
Okay.
Oh, how'd you guys meet?
She's an old friend.
Oh, you had her on the sidelines. Hello. She's coming off the bench.
No.
Yeah, you little sly dog.
Was she the one that you used to tell your ex-wife not to worry about?
That's my cousin. Stop
no,
it.
And this one I met like 5 years ago.
In case of emergency, break glass. We all have them, right?
No.
All right. Well, Fortunate by Maxwell's on the board. We appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
He was cheating on his girl the whole time with that side. Yeah, I feel that. Okay, we're talking about these songs that make you think of your ex as Carla's exes are all blowing her up because all of a sudden she's on their mind. She's the one that got away.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that they could tell that I'm in a really happy relationship. I'm like a year in, and they're like,
that's ruin it.
That should have been me.
That last call from Frank. I found the song. Remember this one?
Oh.
This is like a wedding song right here.
I can see how that would remind them of their ex.
Yeah. I know, right? That's a heartbreaker. This morning mess. We're asking you what songs remind you of your ex. Maxwell on the board with Fortunate, and we ask you to give us a call. It looks like we got Diana on the line right now. Diana, what's that one song that makes you, or actually that one song that your ex ruined for you, Diana?
Where You Are by John Summit.
Where You Are by John Summit. Punch that up really quick. I want to hear this. I don't know if I'm familiar with this song. I don't think I'm familiar.
How can you guys not know that?
I don't. We're just so hip.
Not hip. It's like an EDM song.
Of course.
When you hear that, what does it make you think of?
I was lying in bed with my ex, and I was like, this song makes me think of you and how much I care about you.
Oh.
Super vulnerable, like I was really nervous to say it.
Did you say vulnerable or vulnerable?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Both.
Both.
Okay, so how do you feel when you hear it?
Initially, when we broke up, I couldn't listen to it. Like, it made me cry.
Uh-huh.
I think as you move on from, like, those feelings and those attachments, it's gotten a little bit easier to listen to it.
But
it still, like, triggers that memory of, because that was a super vulnerable moment for me.
Yeah. You were scared to say it at that moment, and you opened up.
I was.
Come on, growth. Yes. Therapy. Yes.
Yes. Vulnerable. Yes.
No, I like that song, though, a lot.
Yeah, that is a great song. I mean, wait. That's
a
stupid song. That's a dumb song.
Wow, you guys. Yeah. Just so you know, Diana, I always hated that song, and I would never play it.
Do you have a new song in life and a new person in life?
I don't have a new person. Person.
Girl. Go ahead, Diane.
Oh, my God.
Now we getting vulnerable around here. I'm talking about.
We're not having that happen again. We've learned.
Okay.
And we're moving forward.
This is very interesting. So you're never going to like dedicate a song to another person. You're not going to have a song. Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely.
Yes, come on, Hot Girl Summer.
Oh, I love that.
That too.
I love that. We're throwing that in the trash. John Summit in the trash. Basura.
Trash.
Okay.
Well, we can still love John Summit.
No.
Just know that song.
From a distance.
Okay, we love it. And we thank you for sharing, Miss Diana.
Yeah.
We love you.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
It's
the Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Listen, guys, my cousin's listening to the show right now, and she wants to chime on in with our topic. Which song did your ex ruin for you? Shall we talk to Melody?
Yes.
All right, say good morning to my cousin Melody in Vegas right now.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, cousin. What you doing?
Man, I'm just about to get my day started. I got rehearsal at 3 o'clock, so I'm trying to get my together. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to cut.
Yeah, you can't cut. Oh. She's Puerto Rican. Forgive her. So this is perfect because my cousin is a singer, and sometimes she sings on the strip in Las Vegas in the show. So you're the perfect person to ask. Which song did your ex ruin for you, cousin?
Differences by Genuine.
What? That's a great song. I mean, terrible, horrible song.
How does it go? Gosh.
It's so good.
Carla's like, which song is this? I'm sure if you sing it, Carla's going to know which song it is. Because this is one of my favorite like R&B jams. And actually, this song came out when me and Amber started dating as well. It's one of our songs.
Well.
Yeah, very good. So yeah, if Amber leaves me eventually, this song will probably be one of those songs that she ruined.
Uh-oh.
I love
this song. Oh, my God. And let me tell you, I loved this song forever. And then once we broke up, I hear it and I kind of cringe a little bit and I have to change it. I know eventually that feeling will go away. I'm already healed, I guess, from the relationship. But there's still a little piece of that song where I'm like, ugh. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, cousin, you're a singer. It's time to shine. Carla doesn't know what you're talking about. And for everyone, just remind everybody, sing a little bit of Genuine Differences.
My whole life has changed since you came in. I knew back then you were that special one. I'm so in love, so deep in love. You made my life complete. Yeah, that one.
You know what? That would break my heart a little bit too.
Well, yeah. It sounds like you've made it your own.
Did I? Oh, I just woke up, so I got that, like, manly-sounding voice right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you sound like our uncle real quick. But you know what? You sound good, girl. Listen, you still got other Genuine hits like Pony, though. I mean, you can listen to Pony.
There you go.
Make new memories of that one.
I'm just a bachelor. I mean, you can sing that. You know what I mean? You're fine with that. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry he ruined that for you, but you moved on.
Yes, absolutely.
You got a new song for that special person? You seeing anybody on the side?
No, he don't deserve a song yet. No, he's not there yet.
Not there yet. Okay.
What does that time look like for you? Like, how long until he gets a song?
Maybe like 6 months.
I agree.
6 months, you get a song.
Yeah.
Just put it on layaway real quick.
What? In the-
there you go.
All right, cousin. Well, we love you. Thank you for sharing your heartache.
Love you too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.